just two short ideas that the end of Bar Shamar, we mentioned that Vashiri David of Dechan Halecha Hashem Lokin of Bishvachos of Zmiros. So Victor Miller pointed, what's the difference between Shvachos and Zmiros? So the Shvachos are praises that you have to think and contemplate and be ma'ayin in order to come up with that praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Zmiros is then you sing that idea and you sing that concept with a tune and you ingrain it deeper and deeper into your heart. And to sing, to have, and it should always go in that order, says Rabbi Victor Miller. Because in other words, if a person would just sing without first contemplating on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's singing an empty song that's not leading towards anything. It has to first be preceded by a deep thought about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you're singing that concept in order to internalize it. And not to have a zmira, a stama singing that's empty, which isn't actually bringing towards anything or leading towards anything. So that's why it's in that order, b'shvachos u'bezmiros. So too, when we say p'suk d'zimmer, you contemplate on the idea, and then you're singing it in order to, and you're internalizing it and connecting to the idea even more. And another last thing I want to point out is at the end of the bracha we say, we refer to Yachachel Melech Meshubah before Ade Ad Shmo HaGadol. Ade Ad Shmo HaGadol. So we know that now when you see the name of Hashem, right, Yud Kei Vav Kei, we don't pronounce it. We're not allowed to say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now when we see Yud Kei Vav Kei, so we're saying Ad Hashem, right?
Wonderful.
The pasuk says, "Zeshmi leolam zezichli ledor vedor." Zeshmi leolam. Zeshmi leolam yud kei vav kei. That's my name forever. In other words, in the future, there's going to be a time that we could pronounce the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his name. But now, in the Gullus time that we live, so Zeh Zichri L'Dor V'Dor, so we mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we look at Hashem's name, Yudkei Vavkei, we can't pronounce it. Instead, we say Ado, and then, right, and then we say Noi. So Zeh Shmi L'Olam, this is my name, Yudkei Vavkei L'Olam, meaning in the future forever. Zeh Zichri, Lador v'ador, and then there's the way that you mention me when you say Ad Hashem. So when we say Ade Ad Shmo HaGadol, Shmo HaGadol is referring to Hashem's great name, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that Ade Ad, later in the future time, that we're actually going to be able to pronounce. That's what we mean when we say B'yom Ahu Yi Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. Like one day Hashem's going to be Echad, the whole world's going to see that He's one, there is no other God, no other power. Ushmo Echad, what do you mean that everyone's going to see that Shmo? What does it mean that Shmo is going to be Echad? There's going to be one name. The name that you see on the page is the name that you're going to be allowed to say. Yudkei Vavkei. Now, we can't, we're not on that level. But when the time comes, then it will be one name, Shmo Echad. Okay, now let's start with Hodu. Hodu, which is a section that goes, I think, until Hodu LaHashem Kiru B'Shmo all the way until V'Yomru Kol Ha'am Amen V'Halel LaHashem. That actually is a parak that comes up twice in Tanakh. Once in Tehillim, it's one of the Mizmorim of Tehillim, I think Mizmor Kufhei, and also comes up in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Parak Tet Zayin. And in Divrei Hayamim, it's almost exactly the same as Tehillim with a few little differences here and there, every one of them for a reason. Divrei Hayamim was written by Ezra, and he was repeating one of the Mizmorim that David HaMelech had said. So when we say Hodu, we're actually saying the version that shows up in Divrei Hayamim. Hodu L'Hashem Kiru B'Shmo was a Mizmor that David HaMelech wrote and had sung for the first time when the Plishtim, at the end of the time of the Shoftim, so the Plishtim had taken the Aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they had it in their camp. And they held the Aron in captivity for a number of months, 7 months. And they destroyed the Mishkan in Shiloh, and they had taken the Aron HaKodesh. And as long as the Plishtim had the Aron by them, so there was suffering by them, there was diseases and plagues and And once they put it into the house of Avodah Zarah, of Dagon, and then their Avodah Zarah, it was like on the floor, smashed, you know, I think prostrated in front of the Aron. And the Plishtim realized very shortly that we are being played because we stole this Aron. We got to get it back to the Jewish people. But to test, to see whether that was actually the case, they didn't just bring it back to the Jewish people. They put it on top of a wagon and put two mother cows who were in the stage of nursing, like they had little baby calves, in the stage of nursing, they put them tied onto the wagon and they left their babies behind crying and hungry. And anyway, despite the fact that the babies are crying and the natural way of a cow is to not leave the crying baby, the cows walked with the wagon with the aron on it and started to bring the wagon straight back to the Jewish people. So it was clearly a very miraculous event that the cows walked and brought it back. I had planned on bringing with me Tana de Be'eliyahu, because over there I think it describes in Tana de Be'eliyahu Rabbah Yud Aleph how the cows themselves were singing the Mizmor of Hodu Hashem, Kiru Bishmo, in a miraculous way, those words, while they were bringing the Aron back. I have to look at it again inside, but there was a midrash or something like that. The cows themselves were singing this Mizmor. David said this Mizmor, wrote it, or either knew it from the cows, I don't know which way that went, but David then said this Mizmor when he brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. During that next period of time, the Mishkan actually stayed in Givon, no, stayed in Shiloh, but the Aron he had in Yerushalayim. And every morning when they were bringing the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harvayim, so there was also Nisach HaYayin along with the Korban Tamid. At the time of the Nisach HaYayin, the Levim would sing a song. And they would sing both, they would sing the Shir Shel Yom, the Shir of that day of the week. And they would also sing in the morning, so it says in Seder Olam, it says in the morning they would sing Hodu Hashem Kir B'Shmo. That original Mizmor that David had said when they brought the Aron back to Shalayim, so they would go back and sing that Mizmor again every single morning, Levim. They would sing from Hodu. They would sing from Hodu until halfway through the Mizmor in Tamid Shachar. That went until Ubinaviyei Al Tareu. That was in the morning, and then from Shu Lashem Kol Haaretz until the end, V'yomu Kol Ha'am Amen V'alel Hashem. That they would sing at the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim in the afternoon. Because it's like in the beginning, it's talking about the miracles that Hashem performed for the Jewish people in the past, and then it's talking about the miracles that Hashem is going to perform for the Jewish people, how He's going to take care of them in the future. So in the morning, we talk about the past miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people, and in the afternoon, we talk about the future ones. But that mizmor was originally by David HaMelech when they brought the Aron back to Yerushalayim, and then it was repeated every single morning when they read the Korban Tamid. That's the reason why the Sfardim and Ari Chaikin say Hodu before Barash Amar, because they hold it as being part of the Korbanos. Because since it was said at the time of the Korban Tamid, it was like part of the Korbanos. So it's a mizmor that really applies to the, saying the Korbanos. The reason why Ashkenazim don't do it like that is because they say, yeah, but this mizmor of Hodu, I think, wasn't said later on, during the days of the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't said at the time of the Korban Tamid. So therefore, it's not necessarily only connected to the bringing of Korbanos. It's part of the Pesukei de Zimra that comes after Baruch Shamar. It's separate from the Korbanos. It's a separate section. That's why we say it after Baruch Shamar. Okay. What's the idea? The general idea that we're mentioning over here is how Kadosh Baruch Hu protects and watches over the Jewish people in a miraculous way through all the generations. And let's read some of the things that we say over here. Hodu Hashem, Kiru Bishmo. So Hodu, like we've said before, has in it both thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, admitting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of His existence, like testifying that we know He's behind everything, but also something that we didn't say until now, Rav Avigdor Miller points out, Hodu from the word Hod, referring to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when you're thanking Hashem, you also at the same time have to contemplate on who is it that you're thanking and refer to His greatness along with what He did for you. That's also in the word Hodu Hashem. Kiru Bishmo. This concept of Kiru Bishmo, calling out in the name of Hashem, we find written in a number of places by Avraham Avinu, how he would make a mizbech and call out in the name of Hashem. And it says that by Yitzhak Avinu also that he would call out in the name of Hashem. And that idea is that the Jewish people are bringing an acknowledgement, a realization, an awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's having created the world and running the world and being behind everything. And this, we're spreading that to the entire world, and we're definitely spreading that amongst ourselves and to ourselves. So Hodu Hashem, thank a Kadosh Baruch Hu, recognize the greatness, and Kiru Bishmo, spread the awareness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu used to gather people together and talk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What we're doing right now, what you're doing in any shiur where you're referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu and building your Shemaim, you're being Koriyu B'Shemo. You're trying to bring his awareness, you know, in front of you. That's why the way the Jewish people speak often is we'll say things like Mirta Hashem, Be'ezet Hashem, and things like that. Even with the way that we speak, we're putting Kadosh Baruch Hu into our entire life experience. Hodiu ba'amim alilosav, make known to the nations all the different things that Hashem has done. See, for the Jewish people, you don't have to make known to them. They know. So they could just right away be hodu l'Hashem kiru b'shmo. To the goyim, though, you have to be hodiu ba'amim alilosav. You have to make known to them all the different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. I think the Gran Mishlei, I'm just aware of this pshat, alilosav, you know, often comes from like this, something that has like planning behind it, something that's very smart and planned out well. So is in the word alilosav. So what's an example of the alilosav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in the Siddur HaGra, he says, for example, one of the tremendous chasadim that Hashem does for somebody is that, let's say, he deserves to die, right? So Hashem could do for him a chasad where instead he'll give him something very good and valuable, where he connects to it, gets excited about it, and then Hashem takes it away from him. And the pain that he feels is in place of dying, or in place of the other pain that he otherwise would have had. Hashem will give you something that you didn't really deserve in order to take away from you, and then that pain will be in place of a different pain, taking away something that you really were meant to have. Or another thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do for somebody, he can give him money suddenly, and then present in front of him a poor person or some very good stucca opportunity, and then you do give that stucca, and that saves you from the suffering. Amen. That's alilosav. Hodu b'amim alilosav. Amen. Make people know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does even that for us.